Brett's Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Carly, how are you feeling?
My body hates me.
Actually, I'll get your mic up there.
My body hates me.
There it is.
It won't even let me talk. It's like rebelling against what I just did to it.
Hot sauces. You'll hear that in the podcast. Really, so good. So
but
good.
Like, do you know what's weird? Well. Is I'm actually aware of my internal organs right now because they're pulsating. Have you ever had that?
Yeah. The hottest hot sauce challenge I ever did in Bunbury at Bayview. They did a hot wing challenge. And I remember literally... Like I went mad. I stood up, I drank milk, I danced around.
My God,
I couldn't handle it.
You know what, though? I will say, so I've tried Poseidon's Kiss from Gods of Sauces. If you love heat, like...
And flavor. Bit of flavor in there
and
as well.
Flavor.
Nom, 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 nom.
You can't feel your lips. I don't know, is that something you want from a hot sauce? I feel like people that love hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, if you love some heat.
Because I know people that think that even the hottest of hot sauces aren't hot enough.
Yeah, I'm not one of those.
You're going to get some heat.
But I did enjoy the flavour. I'd put a few dabbles of that in there. Your Apple Bucks for tomorrow, your letter is D for Delta. And starting, I don't know why I'm quizzing you, you've already had enough. But anyway, let's do it. Something with wings, starting with D.
My soul leaving my body right now.
No, something starting with D.
The devil.
The devil.
Which is ironic because I feel like I just tried a demonic source.
So devil, I'll take devil. Looking for duck or dragonfly as well.
But they're more practical.
But devil, hey, devil has wings in most of the... I mean, does he always have wings? Just say duck.
Does the devil have wings? That's an interesting one.
Well, does the devil even exist is the other question.
Oh, here we go. Let's
I mean, I don't want to.
What kind of podcast?
At the end of the day, you've been seeing the
I mean, we know
hell.
He wears Prada.
Well, that's true. That's just
oh no, the devil in these little pictures of the devil.
Sometimes he has wings. Sometimes he doesn't. Tenacious D, he didn't have wings.
Oh well, that's
you know, and that's the only true incarnation of Satan that I like.
That's scary.
All right. Well, Carly's gonna go
devil
and
devil pictures. That's a reflection of how I feel right now.
Running
just
with
on
the
fire.
Devil.
What's that?
That song.
Who's that?
Van Halen. Running with the devil. No. Nope.
I gotta go. I gotta do something.
Do we have it? Yes, we got it. Here it is. I love this song. The only runs, I reckon, for Carly's future. All right, mate. Will you go rest up? Take it easy. Have yourself a big old glass of milk.
Well, that's the problem. I already had a coffee, an old cold coffee. And I think there's a bit of that at play as well. A lot going on for me right now, guys.
Rest in peace. Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, because we're pretty angry with Arnott's. So what they've done is...
Well, no, I'm not angry with Arnott's.
I am.
I got the Monte Carlo in there. It's great.
Do better, be better, Arnott's. So look, whilst you do an amazing job in the biscuit world, I think where you fail is your biscuit assortments.
For the high tea pack in particular you're referring to.
Yeah, so it's kind of just a bunch of bland biscuits in my opinion.
It's four biscuits. It's not bad. It's got Scotch Finger, Monte Carlo, the raspberry shortcake, and then I've got the other one. Oh, it's the lemony kind of shortbread one.
Yeah, but to me, a high tea is when you're really like having a treat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if they were to kind of put the best biscuits in there, you would have to at least include the caramel crowns that they do because, it's the best.
Maybe too expensive, if we're being real, but that's not the best biscuit. Monte Carlo is the best biscuit. I'm standing by it, but 131060, we want to know your thoughts on what you think is the most superior biscuit. Jules from Bunbury kicks us off this morning. Hey, Jules.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You sound like a Monte Carlo fan. I like to hear it.
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, what?
My kind of gal.
What's the superior breakfast biscuit then?
It's got to be the Kingston.
Oh, no. You've lost me now, Jules. You're just trying to be controversial.
Come on,
no, I can't get around it. It's too much biscuit to... What is that weird stuff in the middle?
Oh,
what is that?
It's good.
What is that
the nice
stuff?
Crunch on the outside. Oh,
I don't want to break
beautiful.
A tooth just to have a treat.
No, they're pretty good, bud. I like them.
You don't break your teeth.
Well, I don't know.
Brittle teeth.
I don't know. Carly has very brittle teeth. They're almost like the same texture as marshmallows, Jules. So... let's go to our next caller. Good argument for the Kingston, bud. We've got Smelly Jeans Brian on the line from Kalgoorlie. Good morning, mate.
How you going, guys?
Doing amazingly well, mate. Biscuit. What is the most superior biscuit?
Right. I worked in Africa for 8 years, mm-hmm. and I used to trade thieves. They were basically international money. They loved them. And that is the Tim Tam.
Oh, good old, yeah, it is a classic.
Normal Tim Tam or the double choc Tim Tam?
Double choc is on a special occasion, but even normal Tim Tams are glorious.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's so hard to argue with that, Smelly Jeans, but I will say, if there's a Tim Tam next to a caramel crown, I'm taking the caramel crown.
Interesting.
I know.
Interesting wrong choice. Monte Carlo. Yeah, that's a big call, actually. No, I'm still going to go the Monte Carlo, Smelly Jeans, Brian, but I like your argument. Let's go to Matt in Bunbury. What's your favourite biscuit?
How you going, guys? I reckon you guys are all wrong.
Oh, okay. Love to hear it.
I love someone that starts like this. It's really good. It's like a challenge to my wife.
I can't wait to be proven right,
then. Yeah, please.
All right. It's the melting moment.
Like the one from cafes and stuff.
You know, the one with the shortbread and the nice vanilla cream in the middle.
Nah, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong, Matt.
You're wrong.
What?
I'll tell you why you're wrong,
I'm
Matt.
Sorry.
Because, like, whenever you get at a cafe, the ratio's all wrong. I mean, it always tastes like a bit like baking powder. Occasionally, you'll get a good one, and you're like, this is the best. But most of the time, it feels like you're choking on a biscuit. And you're like, I've got to order another cup of tea. I think it's an upsell tactic from cafes.
You look like a scene out of Hansel and Gretel after eating one. There's just crumbs everywhere.
Well, it sounds like you need a new cafe, mate.
All right. We'll take it on board. I was expecting more people to come to the Monte Carlo's defense. But anyway, Chloe from 2J, maybe Will. What is the superior biscuit, Chloe?
It has to be a Scotch finger with the chocolate on the outside.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good
on
one.
On the bottom.
Yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about that one.
Now, if we're going for classic, like timeless.
Yeah.
And like kind of just a bit of a pared back biscuit, I would say, Chloe, you're pretty on the money there.
No, I agree with Chloe. That's actually a good choice. Not as good as the Monte Carlo, let's be real,
but
Chloe.
Then when we're kind of fancying it up.
Monte Carlos are not my favourite.
Chloe, you're saying wrong things, and you're pretending like they're right things, but you're saying wrong things.
I love how this has just turned into us heckling listeners. No, like, well, they're not even taking anyone's opinion on board.
They're calling us. It'd be weird if I get Chloe's number and call her back later today and say, hey, just to remind you, you're wrong.
What if we landed on here?
We haven't landed on anything. We've landed that it takes all sorts to make a world. You know what I mean, guys?
It takes all sorts of biscuits to make a packet.
Yeah, except for, obviously, our caller before that talked about the melting moment, Matt. Wrong. The rest is... Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Let's talk about it. Owning homes, first home buyers. Not exactly that feels like the best time at the moment. You probably need a little bit of a guide, Carly.
Yeah, and that is exactly why we have invited Amy Lenardi onto the show, because she knows exactly what she's talking about. She's a buyer's agent. She has a very successful podcast called Property Playbook. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I don't know how we're doing. How are we doing? Okay. Should first home buyers be like, yeah, this is a great time? What's going on?
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that, because I've been in the property industry for over a decade, and there's not a single time where I've had a buyer or a first home buyer say to me, you know what? I think now's a good time to buy, because either the market is going up or it's going down. Very rarely does it just sit along and do nothing and everyone says, oh, this is great. So when the market's really, really hot and things are going crazy, a lot of people sit back and think, oh my gosh, this is too intense. I really want it to slow down. But then the catch 22 is when it starts to slow down, they say, ooh, what if it slows a little bit further? So there's really no time to be able to say this is the right time. The right time is really for when you are ready, when your finances are ready, and when you're comfortable to buy a property.
Okay, Amy, well, that doesn't play into my plan. because what I'm doing is I'm currently trying to scrape together a deposit. And I've been told in 2 years' time, apparently that's when the market's going to be at its best. But you kind of go against that advice with what you just said.
And you know what? There's so many forecasts that have been put out there over the years. And from very intelligent people, from economists and from government agencies, the people in the industry, and I can tell you that no one ever gets it right. So I would say, unless you've got a crystal ball, which I assume you don't, then you just cannot predict what's going to happen in 2 years.
Just talking on rates for half a second there, what's the rough amount we should be aiming for first home buyers? What's roughly what they should be paying right now as it stands?
So there's no real benchmark, because it can depend on if you go fixed or variable.
Of a variable,
variable, again, it depends on the bank. It depends on your deposit. So if you have a higher deposit, you can generally get a lower interest rate. All of the banks have different lending policies, so there's no exact rate to be aiming for. But I would always suggest speaking to a mortgage broker, because they will be able to say, these are all of your different options. based on your deposit, based on your income, based on your situation, and this is what I recommend you do.
And just with mortgage brokers, how do they make money? Because you don't actually pay them out of your pocket, do you?
No. Sometimes they might charge a small fee at the start, which gets reimbursed later on. No. Generally, the banks actually pay them.
And now I want to talk about renters for just a second, because what's going on at the moment is rents are just increasing almost out of nowhere, as we know that mortgages are increasing as well. But in your opinion at the moment, what is financially more viable? And I understand everyone's in different financial situations, but in your opinion at the moment, with the way that rent rises are going, is it better to rent or buy?
Well, oh gosh, and this is the hard thing too, because when interest rates go up, sometimes people sit back and say, oh, I'm not going to buy now, I'm going to rent. And then that tightens the rental market. What are my cash flows? What do I think is going to happen in the future? Because even though we've just said you can't predict it, can you afford what you actually want to live in? How does that compare to your mortgage repayments versus your rental repayments per month? There's a lot of moving parts there. So I wish I could say this is exactly what you should do right now, but you have to sit back and almost create like a bit of a business plan for yourself.
Well, Amy, you've helped me decide, because I'm just going to buy a treehouse and live in the woods. And it sounds like that's probably the most feasible option at the moment, Amy.
Yeah, and when it comes to interest rate rises too, I think it's really important to just always know that rates can go up, rates can go down. Always make sure that you're being a little bit conservative with rates as well.
Yeah, a lot of takeaways there. I still am figuring out if it's good news or bad news. Amy, if everyone wants more information, look up Property Playbook Podcast. Thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
No worries.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And I'll tell you what, MKR watched the episode last night to see our Margaret River team do absolutely wonderfully. There's a few moments of, it's going to happen. Is it not going to happen? I don't exactly know. But they didn't get on the bottom, so they didn't get eliminated, and which is great news for our Margaret River team. However, there's another WA team that we need to talk about for half a second. And they've been very busy sending us packages, Carly.
Yeah, so they run Gods of Sources. Great name, by the way.
Absolutely.
Which hopefully they kind of incorporate this into their kitchens when it's their time.
Oh, I hope so. I imagine they would.
But they've sent us the sauces. Now, Alan, I am not a chili gal. I think I can handle like medium amount of chili.
Well,
but I do love flavour.
We're going to find out, because producer Bailey joins us in the studio, who's been very busy behind the scenes organising something. I have no idea what. Hello, Bailey.
Hello, guys.
I see spoons. I see sauces. I don't know what is going on.
I've just raided the kitchen. I don't think there's any spoons left for anybody else. But anyway.
So why have we got sauces in front of us from our friends at Gods of Sauces? Well, from Albany, by the way, this sauce company.
Yes, I know. Well, I know I like to challenge you guys and quite frankly, put you in a lot of pain. So today, I've got three percentage questions.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask them to you. And the person who gets it right, the other person has to have the sauce and try the hot sauce.
Okay, so closest to
And so I assume we're varying in heats as I look at the different colours that are sitting in front of me.
So it gets hotter as we go.
Gets
now,
hotter.
I'm actually freaking out because they're sitting right in front of me and I can actually... You know when you can smell something that's chilly?
Yeah.
And I can't handle chilly. I'm not cool.
This is going to be great.
I'm not cool.
This is going to be so good.
I think I win, because I really want to avoid this pain.
Well, who knows? Okay, first question.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of people skip breakfast at least once a week?
Oh, my goodness. This is such a hard question. What do you want us to say, a percentage of people that do that?
I'm going to say 47% just because it's come to my head.
Okay.
I'm going to say 46% so I get everything lower.
Carly, you're trying the hot sauce.
No!
40%.
Okay, so this is the most mild one, but it's still hot.
So this is the Korean one. Which one's this one, Bailey?
That's a Korean one.
It says mild heat.
Yeah, it's
there
mild.
Let's go.
We don't want to be late for the news.
All right.
Okay, Matthew McConaughey.
Here you go. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
That's not mild, guys. I should have got some.
Next question, please, producer Bailey.
What percentage? This is one of my favourites. Oh, gosh, are you okay over there? What percentage of Australians have used the term no worries?
Oh
my God.
I'll go first
huge.
This time. Jealous. I'll go first. I'm going to go with no worries, 76%.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go 99% of people. And by the way, there are a lot of worries on the line for that.
Okay.
Well, look, looks like Alan was the closest. 76%.
Are you guys rigging this? You can make up any
number. I promise.
Jeez. worries.
Here you go, Carly. Second hottest.
Well, I'm not going to be saying no worries.
What sauce is this one, Bailey? Do you have that in front of you?
This is called the demonic.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to have an exorcism later. Oh, no.
Ellen, you need to catch up here. I think we need to.
I'm winning, mate.
Just try to. Oh.
She's dead.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh.
I feel like I have a little demon.
I think we can go on. I just tried the.
Can we continue?
I just tried the Korean one a little bit. Very tasty sauce. Very nice.
Yeah. I'm getting worried now. Okay, well, the last question.
Yep, here we go.
Hopefully, Alan gets this one.
I don't reckon I will.
Wrong. What percentage of people in the world have green eyes? Come on.
Oh, Carly, I'll let you go. Do you want to go first?
I need to.
Okay, you go first, mate.
I'm drooling.
Oh, no.
I'm hinting green eyes. How many people have green eyes? Okay, I'm going to say like a lot. I can't think.
Oh gosh, her eyes are watering.
I know, that's why.
Red eyes over here.
Don't touch your eyes with your fingers.
Touch my eyes. Okay, I'm just going to lock something up. I'm going to say 50%. I don't know where that's coming
goodness.
From.
Oh, I don't.
No, feel, that's
I,
not right, is it?
Oh gosh.
I've messed up here, haven't I?
I'm going to go 49%.
No! Gosh.
Carly.
No.
Oh, no. Time to go. The hottest one.
Carly, you're going to be trying Poseidon's Kiss. It's a miso mole hot sauce. Sauces with flavour, heat. Godly hot is what's written on the bottle. Gods are sauces. Thanks for the sauces. And good luck on MKR, guys. You guys are going to do absolutely fabulous. I just taste a little bit more of the sauce. Just thinks I was curious how hot it is. Very lovely to taste. Oh. Wouldn't just put a spoon in my mouth, but that's what Carly's doing.
Oh, Carly.
All right, Carly. We're going to go to ads. Hurry up. Hurry up. Has she tried it yet?
I think she's crying. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That is like a punch in the mouth. Oh, my God. The demon in there is not happy now.
Oh, no. Oh, what happened? Oh, no.
I just swallowed it.
Classic radio, guys.
We're going to wrap this up, Alan, because I'm going to go deal with myself.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the ads and
I'm
the songs
sorry,
coming
Carly.
Up.
I really am.
I'm not.
I need some milk. When I say trouble, I mean I almost overspent with the budget. So me and Russell.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, we can look at the lyrics of Trouble by Pink there and see how much it applies to you.
Opposites.
Do you want me to look up? I'll look them up.
I've oversold it.
All right. I'm going to look up the Trouble lyrics while you do this just to see, as you tell your story, what applies.
All right. Yeah. So over the weekend, Russ and I decided to buy a new kettle. So obviously.
Wait. No, not in the song. No, I don't. No attorneys to plead my case. Send me out of space. No, nothing about
okay,
a kettle
we're not
here.
There yet.
All right, we'll keep going.
So we decided to go and buy a new kettle. Now, I had researched this kettle before online.
Okay. Once again.
Because this is where my life is at. Very similar to Pink's rockstar lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I'm sure she looks up kettles all day and reads reviews on them. So I picked the kettle, but I wanted to see what it looked like in real life. Because as you know, and I've said this many a times on this show, I'm not an online shopper. I'm an in-store shopper.
You are.
So anyway, I went in store to have a look at the kettle, and it was actually better in real life. Yeah.
Wow.
Wild times.
Crazy. Wait. No, that's not in the lyrics either.
And
no.
things nearly got even crazier, if you could believe it, Alan, because I'm already lashing out for a new kettle, which, by the way, I've already got a perfectly working kettle.
Oh.
I know. I'm going to donate it to charity, but it was looking a little worse for wear. So I'm already.
Well, why do they want it then if it looks like crap?
I don't know. I just hate throwing things out. They probably won't take it. But anyway, so I go to buy the kettle. The kettle's amazing. We're good to go. Then all of a sudden, this shop assistant kind of pops up. Now, I know what I'm there for. I've got I'm on a one-track mind, in and out.
Yeah.
But the problem is I can be upsold. I am the worst at being upset.
I've watched you in real life, just in moments of just like anything that someone suggests you take on straight away, you would be easy to hypnotize, I reckon, because they would just be like, oh, maybe think about being a chicken. You're like, done.
Yeah, easy. Sounds good to me.
They're like, wait till we hypnotize you. You're like, nah, man, I'm keen now. Rock and roll.
Maybe upgrade me to a rooster. I'll pay extra.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I've got the kettle. I'm like on it. And Russell said to me, because he knows what I'm like, he's like, we're just getting the kettle. We're on a strict budget. We're trying to save for a house.
Yep.
This is our budget. We've budgeted for this. So anyway, the lady kind of sees me and she's like, oh, great kettle. And I'm like, yeah, thank you.
Yep.
She goes, have you seen the toaster that matches?
Oh, that's a good sell.
We don't need a toaster.
No one needs a toaster. Everyone's got a toaster. They live forever.
Our toaster is like a $19 toaster from Kmart that I think I pull out once every blue moon. I don't even have a lot of toast.
Is that the one I bought for you? No, go on.
Maybe it is. Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, okay, yep.
So anyway.
Maybe you should upgrade.
That's a funny answer.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm standing there and Russell's kind of milling around looking at other things. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I said, oh, I've already got a toaster. And she goes, well, how many pieces of toast can you fit in there? I said, oh, it's the two toaster.
Classic two toast.
She goes, oh, two toaster? You need a four toaster.
She's not wrong.
And I'm thinking, yeah, I need a four toaster. She goes, think about when you have guests over. It's a logistical nightmare. You've got to...
Look at the amount of times you're making toast for guests. What an average selling point. I'm thinking, that D&B you're doing.
Yeah, well, I've got some friends coming to stay next month. I don't want to have some sort of, like, hold up in the line each morning.
You have to wait 30 seconds. Condolences.
So anyway, and she pulls the toaster out, and it does. It matches perfectly to the kettle. So I'm like, okay, good. This is good to go. So I'm like, oh, and I'm trying to be strong, but the ladies are good at a job. And I said, no, I'll get the toaster. So we start walking to the counter to ring it up. And Russell literally, it was like he knew what was happening,
absolutely,
just comes into the side, grabs the box out of the lady's hands. It was like some sort of athletic ability and goes, no, thank you, not today.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.